My favorite brother-in-law, Greg, would you pray for us? Pray for me. 7:38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with an angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Now, anyone but Janie, what's the title? Church in the Wilderness is right. Anyone now, Sister Janie, you can play now. What years was the church in the wilderness? Or how many years? 40 is right. And about what time period? 1500 is right. And how about our church? When did this, what's the time period on it? How many years? How about 2026? Yeah. 2026 years. When did the church in the wilderness start? At the first Passover is right. When does ours start? At the cross is right. At the cross. So, Sister Janie or anyone, what's the first big point? Through the blood is correct. The selfsame night after the Passover, they started to the wilderness, to the promised land, if you will. They traveled a 3-day journey to the edge of the border of the wilderness. And what's the second big point, anyone? Through the flood is right. They got baptized unto Moses. They all crossed the sea. They all crossed the sea and came out of Egypt. Especially in the old country, persecution didn't start till after someone got baptized. You can say anything you want, but when you made a public profession, many times that's when the persecution started. Brother Matt, what's the third big point? That's right. It was supper is what he told me out there in the foyer. We're coming to feast at the table. He caught that part. Let's just look at it again. Exodus 5:1. Let my people go that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. Now, last week I said sometimes I drank a lot of water and I would switch over and drink a Gatorade. I wasn't trying to imply that anything was better than this.
Right.
That's just telling you what I do sometimes. I'll drink a Dr. Pepper or a ginger ale or a coffee or something. But that doesn't mean it's right. Water, we were talking about manna, the pure doctrine. I never got tired of this.
Right.
I'll tell you that. I've never got tired of this.
Right.
I haven't sought out a substitute on that. Now, what we're looking at, this church in the wilderness, comparing it with the New Testament church, some differences, some contrasts, some likes, some comparisons, and just fun facts to know and tell. You might go home and tell somebody, hey, I learned something. But also, we need to know that God put a difference. The preacher's talking about the rock that followed them through the wilderness. Well, that rock didn't follow the Egyptians.
No,
there's a difference. God put a difference. The psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. But that's not true for the Egyptians. That's a promise for us. That's not good for them. They can't claim that. Well, let's just look at them. You're looking like you maybe never heard that before. Let's look at Exodus 10, 22 and 23. Exodus 10, 22 and 23. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward the heaven, and there was a thick darkness. I mean a thick darkness. I'm imagining again, the preacher was a coal miner. I'm thinking all the way back underground, and the light goes out. I almost bet you it's thick darkness. In all the land of Egypt 3 days, they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But guess what? All the children of Israel had light in their dwellings.
Yeah, right.
The world don't have this.
That's right.
The world don't have this light. They're in the dark.
Yeah.
God put that difference there. Me and you couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. The Egyptians couldn't do it. Israel couldn't do it. God did that. Chapter 11, verse 7 in Exodus. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that The big L, the capital O, R, D. Does put a difference between Egyptians and Israel. That's what God, that's what the Bible said.
See,
we have the light of the Word. We got blood on our heart. We're headed to the supper table, to the feast at the supper table. And the world does not. They're in darkness. They can't claim that. Now, this 40-year period, we started in Exodus 12 with the Passover, and it goes through Exodus and Leviticus. And a while back, we had a lesson on Leviticus, the different offerings and stuff, and Numbers. And that takes up 39 years and 11 months. And then the book of Deuteronomy is 1 month. Makes the 40 years. And we may spend, I don't know how this will go, we may spend one night on just Deuteronomy. Mostly we're talking about Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Fun facts to know and tell. They looked up for guidance and depended on God. There was no path. There was no footprint. There was no plans. There was no GPS. There was no map. Dear Lord, please help us now, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, amen. An eye single fixed on God alone is what I need to do. They waited on the cloud and the fire. Let's read about it. It's in Numbers 9. Numbers 9, starting in verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely, in particular, the tent of the testimony, and even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. At nighttime is fire, and the daytime is a cloud over the tabernacle, over the children even. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment, it was a command, like this commandment. The fire and the pillar of cloud was like the commandment. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. When the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle, many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment. It was just, it's a picture. We're talking about likes and comparison. It was a picture of this commandment for us. According to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. According to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. So it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed, or whether it were for 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tents. At the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. If I moved without the pillar of cloud, I'd be in the dark.
Right.
If I move without this, I'm in the dark.
Yeah. Amen.
If I don't move when the cloud moves, I'm in the dark.
Right.
If I don't move when this tells me to, I'm in the dark. I'm in the dark. These ordered the movements for war or for worship. And so does the Word of God.
Right.
And they also had a trumpet that went with them. Let them know it was moving. Until the trumpet sounds, never move. When the trumpet sounds, never tarry.
Right.
Go with it. I have no right to move on my own.
Amen.
I must wait on the Lord. All man confidences are misplaced. It's got to be in this, in the commandment. Our only safeguard is the presence of God.
Yeah, amen.
I forget that the toil and the shame and the degradation of slavery and serving sin. I forget what it was like to make bricks. Sometimes I get to thinking that's my pew. And I've always had a good haircut and always carried a Bible. No, no, no. It hadn't always been so. I forget.
Right.
I need to only trust Him
right.
for wisdom, for righteousness.
Right.
Brother Jared was trying to tell us Sunday night, only trust Him for righteousness,
right.
sanctification. Only trust Him for redemption, for manna. This
right.
is the manna.
That's
this
right.
is the pure doctrine.
Right.
It matters not who gets the glory, as long as it's Him.
Amen.
During the war, you could order a car any color you want, as long as it was black. And it matters not who gets the glory, as long as it's Him. When they sent the spies in, it was unbelief. Let's read about it. It's in Exodus 23. God had already said, take the land. And they didn't. Out of 600,000, two believed Him. 599,998 did not believe
right.
Him.
That's exactly right.
Exodus 23:27. I will send my fear upon thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, and will drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. But little by little will I drive them out from before thee. I'm sorry. But little by little I'll drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land.
Right.
The unbelieving spies saw the difficulties. Faith in His Word is what gives people their proper place. Lies and errors will be received. Facebook's full of it. YouTube's full of it.
Yeah.
Pop-up's full of it. But the truth, just the plain old truth,
yeah.
We're tired of manna. We're tired of the pure dog. We want something new. Something new. According to your faith, be it unto you. It's a terrible sin to doubt a God that cannot lie.
Right.
But it's just as true to say, according to your unbelief, be it unto you. Faith can wait. It's never in a hurry. It's fitting that their carcasses fell in the wilderness. It'd be very fitting if my carcass fell in the wilderness. Thou hast destroyed thyself, is what God said. In me is thy help. Numbers 15:14. And if a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever, anybody could come along, it's still whosoever, even back in the Old Testament. If a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, as ye do, so he shall do. There's no record of any Israelites staying behind in Egypt. They all came out.
Right.
They all came out. His holiness must never be reduced to our intelligence. How come I'm not ignorant about 55 Chevrolets? How come I'm not ignorant about Tennessee Walkers? How come I know all about my self-interest? How come I don't know about Him?
Right.
How come I don't know about that? Huh? The lessons in the wilderness. Here's one. What man is. Here's the other, and what God is. That's what I hope we learn. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you up front. I don't want to. Maybe I shouldn't. Well, I will. I'll go ahead and tell you. The church in the wilderness failed. We have too.
Yeah.
The church, the one body. Now, we don't have to. We don't have to, but as a whole, the church is faithful. Korah led 200 against Moses. The real object was to make themselves somebody. They wanted to be somebody. I was thinking about Pearl on the Hillbillies. You know, Pearl always wanted to be high confluting.
Yeah.
You know, she always wanted to be in high society.
Right.
That was Cora and his 200. They just wanted to be somebody. They just wanted to have a name.
Yeah.
They had a nose problem.
It's
But Kim's favorite is Jed, Uncle Jed. He don't care if he's anybody. He's not going to pour on no show for nobody. He's just Jed Clampett. Aiming to occupy another's post or do another's work, which they were in no wise qualified. Cora was already a minister, but he was unqualified for the priesthood. He wanted more. It's silly to exalt self or seek a place for yourself. Isaiah 48:11. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? I will not give my glory to another. That's God talking right there. I need to get little in my own eyes. That's what I need to do. Man did not make Aaron's rod bud. Man didn't make Aaron's rod blossom and bloom. You know, they've got one rod from every tribe, put it in the closet, and the next day Aaron was the one. His blossomed and bloomed. God did that. God put life in that rod. It is written says everything. It is written.
Right.
Thus saith the Lord is everything.
Right.
It takes care of everything. The God of the rod would carry the people through the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
The church looks up to the divine head to be cleansed, to be clothed, to be crowned, to praise God in His presence. It's unspeakable, the value of this Bible.
Yeah.
I need to drink deep. It comes straight from God. This comes straight from God. It's pure manna.
Yes. Amen.
I need to feed on Him and receive and believe. There's trials in the desert, and we all go through them. Got a big list right there we just went through. Everybody has trials in the wilderness. We talked about it last week. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? That's what I normally worry about. And you know God's going to take care of that. That's the little things. God brought His glory down to the sand for His redeemed. And at the very earliest possibility of a trial, Exodus 16, they said, What are we going to drink? Would to God we died in the land of Egypt. But again, Jared told us Sunday night, whom He loves as He loves, He loves to the end.
Right.
Jared called it eternal security. Whom He loves as He... Anybody ever loved you like Him? Whom He loves as He loves to the end.
Amen. Right.
He's not going to quit. The government of God would not let Moses go in to the promised land. The grace of God let him look in, and the grace of God let him pick Joshua, the leader he wanted to come behind him. When Moses took one step, the water started. When he took another step and went back farther, it's called faith. It wasn't open when he started in. It wasn't open. The sea opened up as Moses moved forward in faith. In faith. God done told him it happened. Done told him to go ahead. And they moved up like a wall. Now the Egyptians, they saw it. And they moved by sight and got drowned. It's not faith. Moving by sight is not faith.
Right.
Faith is confidence in His sight that He can see farther down the road than I can. Pharaoh moved by sight and it put him in the grave. Don't want to move by sight, we want to move by faith. Faith in His sight. Because he done seen it. He done paved the way. He done took the machete and blazed the trail. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. It's easy to follow. It's easy. Imitators are confounded. Pharaoh is confounded. Chapter 15 is the song of Moses. They done come through and they're singing about their victory over Pharaoh and his armies. And the feeblest, newest member could sing the song. The feeblest, newest member of grace could sing the praise, could had the victory. The feeblest, newest member had victory in Jesus, Sister Donna. The feeblest could sing and worship because it's all about Him. All about Him. The church in the wilderness was surrounded by trials, just like us. A comparison. Until they met Amalek, they didn't have anything to do. Think about that. A battle, a war. What was they doing before that? Just sharpening their knives, sharpening their swords. Let's look at that in Exodus 17:8. Until they met Amalek, they didn't have anything to do. We need some battles. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Before that, they were just camped out. Now, I love to go camping. Man, I love it. But you know, sometimes after about a week, you might be ready to go home, take a shower. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? Exodus 15:24. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" It's a great danger to murmur. Brother Raymond already told us. He already prayed, "God help me." No, it's me, Brother Raymond, that needs not complain, not to murmur. 10,000 mercies are forgotten by murmuring. Murmuring will remove honor.
Right.
Murmuring cancels out honor. Neither were they thankful. Wherefore, I need to remember to feed on Him, the hidden manna. Or, guess what? I might turn back. We almost read it a while ago. Acts 7:39. To whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust Him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt. That's what murmuring will get me. That's what murmuring will get me. I need to hang out around Him. I need to stay at the table, Brother Matt. Supper, breakfast, lunch. It's a mistake to say we will do, because we're not able. He took our vows. The good Lord, what I need to say is the good Lord willing, I'll do it. The good Lord willing. It's not our ability, but He is. I need to trust God and put my face in the dirt. Let's look at it in Numbers 14:27. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? There's only one sin listed in this evil congregation. Only one. It wasn't murders, adulterers, it wasn't thieves, drunks. They murmur. They murmur. 20,000 is going to die for murmuring.
Yeah.
For murmuring. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to the whole number, from 20 years old and upward. See, the young'uns hadn't been murmuring. It was the old timers that crossed the sea that was murmuring, which have murmured against me. See, all complaints are against God. It's not against the Democrats or Republicans. All complaints are against God. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised.
Yeah.
But as for your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness for 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. And after the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth after the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. The Exodus 20 contains the Ten Commandments. It's mostly Ten Commandments. And the law, it's the law of what man ought to be, but what God is. The law keeps us afar off. And now, it's America. You keep the Ten Commandments if you want to. You go under the law if you want to. But the law keeps us afar off. I'll never keep the Ten Commandments. Never. Not one day, not till dark, not till I get home. It's the law. The purpose of the law is to show me how wicked I am.
That is right.
The work is never done. It's goat's blood. It's not clean. Now, men, you'll pick up on this real quick here. The plumb line reveals, but it's not correct. It's a sheetrock. Brother Roger might have used the plumb line to find what was wrong in the foundation. I don't know if he did or not. Ladies, you'll catch up on this. Sunbeams do not create dust. No, they don't make it. They don't make it. They just reveal. Thou shalt not kill proves that there's murder in me. That
right.
Angels don't need that rule. Rick needs the rule.
Right.
Rick.
Right.
The law cannot produce a new birth. When man takes his place as a ruined sinner, and I figured that out on November 16th, 1974, I wasn't just ruined. I ruined everything around me. When man takes his place as a ruined sinner, God takes his place as a righteous Savior.
Yeah.
And He steps in. And He does it. It's like little Johnny. After church, preacher said, "You sure you got saved, Johnny?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "What happened? What'd you do?" He said, "Well, I did the sinning, and God did the rest." The soul is wholly corrupt, morally unsound. There's no equal to it. Only the blood of Christ can save.
That is right.
Y'all tired? You want to quit? Or a little bit more? We've got 5 minutes. Go ahead. You sure? Everybody else thinks the Old Testament government of God was to blot out the sinner. The New Testament grace of God was to blot out the sin.
Right. Right.
He is devoted to the interest of the least and newest and weakest of us worms. The baby that got saved downstairs, He's concerned about him. The newest birth, He identifies with us. That's a crazy thing. I need to identify. Why would He identify with us?
Right.
How about this? The New Testament believer that does not work on the Lord's day has little proof of life. We'll say it again.
Yeah, say it again.
Check this out. The New Testament believer. So see, we don't keep a Sabbath.
Right.
We're under. The New Testament. This is a contrast. The New Testament believer that does not work on the Lord's day has little proof of life.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm saved, preacher. I just don't go to church.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're going to have to get out of bed and shower and get dressed and get on over there. The naked sinner needs to be clothed, but the one decked in his own ornaments needs to be stripped. The sinner needs a sacrifice and the believer needs a priest, and the Lord Jesus does both.
Yes.
Let's read about that. Leviticus 8:22. Let's see. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram in 23 and 24. And he slew it, and Moses took the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons. Now, every believer is a priest.
Yeah.
You're born into it. You're not educated. Doesn't matter if you're ignorant or educated, old or young, big or little. Every believer is a son of Aaron, is a priest. And he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put the blood upon the tip of the right ear, and upon the thumbs of the right hand, and upon the toes of the right foot, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. The blood-stained ear hearkens, the blood-stained hand serves, and the blood-stained foot attends.
Yeah.
Let's try it one more time. The preacher understood it. How about this? The blood-stained ear hearkens, the blood-stained hand serves, the blood-stained foot attends. Thus saith the Lord, took care of everything. Took care of everything. Thy word's true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. Now again, this is just what Jared was telling us Sunday night. In Christ, I'm as safe as He is.
Yes, amen.
There's nothing against me.
Amen. Amen.
In Christ, I'm as safe as He is. There's nothing against me. In Christ, we're co-quickened. That means together. We got quickened together. We're co-raised.
Yes.
And we're co-seated.
Yes.
In Christ, there's nothing against me. He arose without one of my sins on Him.
That is right. Amen.
There's nothing against me.
Amen. Amen.
There's nothing against you. How about this? Now, everybody get ready to say amen. There's nothing against you.
Yes, amen.
That's fair. That's half of it. One more time. There's nothing against you. When He arose, amen, there wasn't one of your sins left on Him.
Amen. Amen.
The leper could not get to God, but God could get to him. It was impossible for the leper to heal or cleanse himself.
Right.
He was not to apply anything. He was not to appropriate anything. He was not to realize anything. He was not to cleanse anything. After the healing, he'd clean the tent, clean his clothes, and clean his habits through the Word.
Right.
After.
Right.
After God healed him.
Yeah.
Well, feast at the table, Brother Matt. Quail, manna, water, rock, clothes, shoes, guidance, love, provisions, Brother Garth, on the way, and His presence. We're feasting at the table. We're not one whit better than anybody else, but we're His. We belong to Him. He's ours and we're His. I wish Butler was here. I got a illustration for him. I'm going to use it. Brother Dennis, you're grinning. It's going to be you. I listened to Brother Adrian the other night, and he was talking about Adam was made in the image of God. But we're made in the image of Adam.
Right.
And Adam messed up and dropped the ball. I hate to tell you this, but you're a sinner. all the way down to the bone.
Amen.
You're a sinner all the way down to the bone. Listen, Brother Adrian said, imagine you'd never seen a train. And you come along and there's a big train wreck. They're piled up on top of each other and crisscrossed. And somebody says, that's a train. No, you didn't see a train. You saw a train wreck.
Yeah, you're right.
You look at Brother Dennis, you're not seeing a man. That's not a man. That's a wreck. Brother Dennis is a wreck.
Amen. Yeah,
now don't laugh too much because you are too.
Yeah, amen. Yeah,
we've never seen a real man. Adam was a real man.
Yeah, amen.
All we've seen is wrecks. We're a wreck. We're hormonal wrecks, emotional wrecks, spiritual wrecks, physical wrecks. We're wrecks.
Yeah, amen.
We're all a wreck.
Exactly.
We're all a wreck. We cannot please God. We're vile. No medicine can cure it. No discipline can correct it. The blood. The blood will be all it do. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for taking our place. Thank you we get included in. Thank you for loving us. And the way you love us will always be. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen.